Well, a traditional CSA is perhaps a local farmer will ask members of the public to sign up for a CSA, and they will grow the produce in preparation for when they distribute the shares.
So talk to me about how the food bank modified the conventional CSA model to assist needy families.
Sure. So we want to make sure that everybody in the community, regardless of income, is able to access fresh fruits and vegetables. So for individuals in the community who do not have any income restrictions, they would pay $500 for a full share, $250 for a half share, and part of that is tax deductible. So for a full share, $100 would be tax deductible, and half a share, $50 would be tax deductible. And that enables us to subsidize shares for low-income families. So for each sponsor share, we're able to subsidize 2.5 shares for families in need. We offer low-income families the opportunity to purchase either a half or full share for $10 a week for a full share, or $5 a week for a half share. And in addition to the share that they receive, they can pay for that either cash or their EBT card, which would be their SNAP benefits. We also provide them with tokens so that they can visit other vendors within the farmers market.
I wanted to ask you, could you paint a visual for me of how this CSA could really punch up someone's diet? You know, someone who's depending on the food bank for, well, I guess basically to feed their family.
For a lot of families who visit a food pantry, they might receive what you traditionally would expect to receive from a food pantry, so non-perishable goods, so whether that's pasta and sauce or peanut butter, rice, pasta, tuna fish. They might receive canned fruits and vegetables, which we also believe are important to their diet, but we really want to provide the people who are participating with the opportunity to get fresh fruits and vegetables. We know that a lot of people say that they have difficulties accessing those. So by having the CSA, we open up the access. We also educate families about how to prepare the fresh produce. We have a SNAP education team. So our education team provides individuals who are receiving SNAP benefits with free education about healthy eating on a limited budget. So our SNAP nutrition educators, they will actually come to the farmers markets to do cooking demos using some of the foods that might be in the share that week.
What kinds of food will customers find in their CSA both in the summer and in the autumn?
Sure. So our CSA starts in the middle of June and it goes through the beginning of October. So in June, they'll typically get like lettuce and different seasonal items. And then as the summer goes along, they'll start to get Delaware fresh corn, peaches, tomatoes, potatoes, cucumbers, peppers. Really what's available here in our state is what we put in the CSA. So if a person is purchasing a full CSA, they can expect 8 to 10 varieties of fresh fruits and vegetables and maybe even herbs each week.
And it looks like you guys have CSA pickup locations all over the state. Is that right?
That's right. We do have in each three counties. So in Milford, that would be Sussex County. We have one in Dover, and then we have Newark and Wilmington. Down the road, we would love to, go further into Sussex County, like the beach areas and western Sussex. But at this point, we just don't have the resources or manpower to do that.